The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. It was a big occasion which brought the Queen Mother, Prince Charles and Princess Anne to the island late in September 1984, the 30th annual conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, which was held in Douglas at the Villa Marina. The Queen Mother was the first arrival, coming to open the conference. She had arrived at Ronald's Way Airport the day before in an Andover aircraft of the Queen's Royal Flight, which was piloted by Prince Charles. His visit was a brief one. It lasted just 16 minutes and was confined to the airport terminal. But the most was made of it on behalf of the Manx people. He was greeted by the Lieutenant Governor Sir Nigel Cecil and Lady Cecil. Also on hand was the chairman of what was then known as Tynwald's Executive Council, EXCO, Mr. Percy Radcliffe, MHK. He presented Prince Charles with a music box made by Kelly Souvenirs Limited, which played Helen Vanin. It was suggested that this might be suitable for Prince Henry's nursery. Now, thoroughly grown up, he is known and renowned worldwide as Prince Harry. After this, Prince Charles went back aboard the aircraft and took off for the return trip to Northolt Airport. The following day, the Queen Mother travelled from Government House to the Villa Marina by motorcade along Douglas Promenade to open the conference. But there was consternation at one point when a police officer saw a parcel lying in the road ahead of the motorcade. Fearing that it might be a bomb, he snatched it up and threw it into the sea. It was established later that it was no more than a parcel containing saucepans, which had fallen off the back of a lorry. Arriving at the villa, the Queen Mother inspected a guard of honour found by members of the crew of the frigate HMS Euroclus, which was anchored in Douglas Bay, and which fired a 21-gun salute in her honour. In her opening speech to the 400 conference delegates, she said, "In an ever-changing world where circumstances seem to drive nations apart, the ties that unite the Commonwealth remain firm and immutable. I can assure you that nowhere in the Commonwealth will you be made more welcome or more at home in the traditional manner than here in the Isle of Man." It was a proud moment for President of Tynwald, Sir Charles Carouche, who had been elected President of the CPA, which covered a quarter of the world and more than a million people, at the previous year's conference at Nairobi in Kenya, when the decision to come to the Isle of Man was made. After the opening, the Queen Mother went to the sea terminal in Douglas for a group photograph with conference delegates, and she also went on to spend 10 minutes meeting and talking to a drawn-up assembly of schoolchildren. After this, she was flown back to London. This brings us to the arrival of Princess Anne, who came for a 3-day visit at the conclusion of the conference and attended an evening reception for delegates at Government House. After this, she visited the Ballachallenmore Equestrian Centre to meet officials of the island's Riding for the Disabled Association, and she attended a gala performance at the Gaiety Theatre in aid of the St John Ambulance. She also attended a royal fashion show in the Palace Lido, which raised £13,500 for the Save the Children Fund. Before she left the island from Ronald's Way, she did a walkabout in Castletown town centre, and she had lunch with pupils at King William's College in the Barrovian Hall. And that was the end for what may have been the first and last triple royal visit to the Isle of Man. It certainly kept old hacks like me a lot busier than usual.